For WKNO News, I'm Katie Reardon. Memphis musicians and faith leaders are mourning Tuesday's passing of John Kilzer. The 62-year-old singer-songwriter and pastor was known for his ministry for recovering addicts. WKNO's Christopher Blank has more.
John Kilzer's biggest song was 1988's Red Blue Jeans. It's a punchy guitar rocker that got some radio play and burnished his bad boy reputation. For a while, at least, Kilzer struggled with drinking, got arrested, and then turned it all around.
Hello, heart. Goodbye.
2010, he completed a PhD in theology and devoted his own ministry to helping people recovering from substance abuse. Here's Kilzer talking with WKNO in 2014.
I think that you have to go through what you go through to get to what you get to, and I think that's why I have such a real peace in my spirit about, you know, the real hard work that I'm doing now, because the Lord allowed me to live three or four lifetimes, and you know, I'm trying to, through grace, pay it back. But if there's no such thing as paying anything back, you know, when you're doing the Lord's work.
John Kilzer was born in Jackson, Tennessee, and was an All-American high school basketball player. That brought him to Memphis, where he spent 4 years playing for Memphis State University. He took up music with the encouragement of High Records guitarist Teenie Hodges. His first two albums came out on the Geffen label. A spiritual crisis, however, led him to give up the music business for almost a decade.
Standing on the backs of angels staring out to sea. There upon the blue horizon.
Since 2010, Kilzer was associate pastor for Recovery Ministries at St. John's United Methodist Church and taught at Memphis Theological Seminary. His recent songwriting resonates both hope and struggle.
Until we're all free, ain't nobody free.
Kilzer recently released a new album and was slated to play Memphis in May. He died Tuesday while receiving treatment at an out-of-state rehab facility. For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank.